Here in John 15 and verse 13, we have a familiar verse that says, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." When I was researching and doing some different things for the message this morning, I run across a video, and it was about a minute and a half video. I almost sent it out to everybody, but I didn't. And it was, I don't know who this guy was. He was over in Europe somewhere, and he was standing beside a monument. And as the guy stood beside the monument, he was talking about how the fact that all over Europe and England, there's all different kind of monuments, he said. Now, I'm just going on what he said again. He said there's just little monuments, he said, all over the place, talking about and commemorating veterans and the World War. And as he was talking about that, he was standing beside one. He said, this is an example of one. And on that monument, it had the verse that I just read to you, John 15, 13. And matter of fact, when I Googled this verse and pictures of it, it brought right up that monument, that same monument that this guy was standing beside and had that verse, and which was kind of interesting too. But anyway, as he was standing there, he made an interesting statement. And he said a couple of different things. Like I said, it was only about a minute and a half long. But one of the things that he said as he stood there was really interesting to me. He made the statement, he said, "You notice," he said, "on this monument that it has," he said, "here a verse from the Bible." He said, "but you notice," or quote from the Bible, I think is the word he used. He said, "but you notice that there is no reference on this monument." There was no Bible reference. It didn't say John 15, 13 on that monument. All it said was at the end, I believe it was at the end of that quote and things that it had, it said, "Greater love," in quotations, "hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." And what he said after that really struck me. He said, well, he said, when they did this monument, and he called the year that they made it, he said there was no need to put the reference on here. And this was his reason behind it. He said, because back in this time, he said, everybody knew where this quote come from. He said, whereas nowadays, he said, a lot of people, and this was not a religious thing, best I could tell. I think it was something on the History Channel's website again. But he said, but back then, he said, everybody knew. He said, but now, he said, a lot of times people see this monument and they wonder, where did that quote come from? And that struck me. Because here is, you know, he showed that, and he even said in there that there used to be a society, the society over in Europe and things, the number one selling book was the Bible. And a lot of the things that he was saying, I'm thinking that's the same way it was, you know, here in America, you know. And start talking about people knowing the Bible and realizing, recognizing quotes and things like that from the Bible. He said, but now, he said, a lot of our day and culture, he said, they don't realize where this quote come from. And I thought that was, it was a secular thing, if you will, that this guy was on, but it was interesting that he would say that. And it shows how society has changed. Amen. It shows how things over in Europe's different than what they used to be, and also here in America. Amen. How things is different than what it used to be. And you think about here, this verse of Scripture said, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." I'm thankful today when I think about Veterans Day and I think about a scripture verse, this is a verse to me that comes to my heart and my mind. The Bible says, "Greater love hath no man than this." Amen. The greatest love, I believe, is a person that loves somebody or something, a cause, so much that they would be willing to take and say, hey, you know what? That's worth fighting for. That's worth risking my life for, to lay down my life for that cause. Amen? And that's why today I believe that it's so important for us to be thankful for those. First off, I only got 2 points this morning. It's going to be a real short message, I think, this morning. But there's only, I thought about, you know, there's two things this morning, two people in my life that I think of that have been willing to lay down their lives for me, and the first is a soldier. Amen. The soldier was willing to lay down their life for me and for you. Amen. And I'm thankful for those soldiers that have been willing to do that. Amen. I've been to Washington a couple times. I've been by the Vietnam War Memorial and, you know, the World War War Memorials, and I took some pictures of that. Some of y'all saw that this past time, and the Korean one, and just all those war memorials. And as you walk by the wall there with all the names on it and everything, and you really think, you know what? This is real. Amen. It's like the guy mentioned in the book a while ago that I read to you that fought in World War II said, hey, war is a real thing. Amen. It's not like the movies make it out to be. Amen. Yeah, it might be bloody. There might be gory, if you will, all of that. But it's you can't describe it, I know, on a TV screen. Amen. And you think about but what people have went through and what these men have went through, even some that we have here this morning, you know, fighting for our country, being willing to fight for our country. My dad never had to go overseas, but he was willing to go if he had to. I remember back when the Iraq war started and the first Bush was president. And Desert Storm, I think it was, and all that went on and took place. Dad was really afraid he was going to have to go because they were taking and sending some people and different things. And I remember that when I was younger. And you think about the fact, I think they even had them doing some different drills and special things to get ready, thinking that he was going to have to go. But thank the Lord he didn't have to. But they're willing to go. Amen. Thank the Lord for our soldiers who are willing to lay down their lives every day for me and you. I thought about, you know, it's appropriate to me. I never thought about this before, that Veterans Day falls just a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. Amen. Never thought about that before, that it falls a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, because to me that's one of the things we need to be thankful for. Amen. That's one of the many things that we need to be thankful for, is for our soldiers and for those that are still fighting today. You know, you don't hear so much about it in the news, but last night, me and some of the guys from work, a couple of us, went to have a supper together, you know, on our lunch break. And it was interesting to me, both the young men's, one of them's still in high school, the other one's in college, and he was talking about one of his friends just got deployed. Just getting ready to get deployed this next week, going over to Saudi Arabia. I don't know what for or what exactly it is, but he's getting deployed to go over to Saudi Arabia. There's still soldiers, amen, out going all over, amen. I know some of the different things the last few years has ended or slowing down, but people still being sent, amen, all over this country fighting every day. And you think about, we need to be thankful for them, amen, and stand for the flag and stand for the national anthem and all these other types of things that we could get into this morning. But I'm thankful for those that are willing to lay down their life, amen. And the Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, amen. But the second person I think of that were willing to lay down their life for us was the Savior. Amen. The first was the soldier, but the second is the Savior. I'm glad today to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, greater love hath no man than this. Amen. The Bible tells us a lot about how much God loves us. Amen. Jesus talked about how much He loves us. Amen. We talk about the most famous verse in the Bible this morning. If I was to say, tell me the most famous verse, most well-known verse in the Bible, what would y'all say? John 3:16, right? And we all know the verse by heart. And what does the verse tell us about? God's love. Amen. It tells us about His great love. Amen. And it tells us and it defines, if you will, what John 15:13 says. It tells us about one that was willing, that has the greatest love, that's willing to take and to lay down His life for me and you. Amen. He's willing to do that, and He did that on the cross of Calvary. Amen. That's what Christmas was all about, Him coming to take and to eventually lay down His life for me and you on the cross of Calvary so that we might be saved. Greater love hath no man than this. You see, today sometimes people tell us they love us, but they don't never show it, if you will, right? You think, you wonder, is it fabricated, right? You wonder, is it deceitful? Like we talked about in Sunday school this morning. Oh, I love you, you know, but they don't really love you. A lot of times people just say that, amen. A lot of times what they might mean is I like you or I want you to do something, and that's why I'm telling you this, right? That's the flattery part again, right? But you think about, or a kid might tell their mama, I love them because they want something, right? Or their daddy, I love you because I want something, right? None of us has ever did that before, right? None of us has ever used that tactic before. But you think about the Lord Jesus Christ, He didn't just say He loved us, although that would be enough because He doesn't tell lies, He's the truth. but He showed us. Amen. I like what John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world," amen, "that He gave." Real love gives. Amen. That's one of the true things about love. You can tell if true blue love, if you will, from untrue, false, fabricated love, because true love can't help but give. Amen. True love cannot help but give. It will give. Amen. And I'm glad today to know that the soldiers, they gave out of love for our country, love for, amen, what this was about. But also, I think about our Savior. He gave out of His love for me and out of His love for you. Amen. Greater love hath no man than this. The Lord Jesus Christ, when I thought about, you know, Him being a Savior, the words of the song just popped in my head. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. What a wonderful Savior to me. Amen. I thank the Lord for what a wonderful Savior He is to us this morning. Just like John 3:16 declares. He didn't just say He loves us, but He demonstrated that He loves us. Another good verse that I like in the Bible that tells us, shows us this, is Romans chapter number 5. In Romans 5, it reminds me a lot of John 15. When you look at what John 15 is trying to say there. In Romans 5 and verse number 6, in Romans 5 and verse number 6, the Bible says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die." Now we'll stop there for a minute. This verse is important because he's saying, you know, for someone that's your friend, that somebody that's a righteous man, It's a scarce thing to find somebody that would be willing to lay down their life, if you will, right? For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. John 15:13 talked about one that laid, "The greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his" who? Friend. That's great love. That's the greatest. Nobody be willing to lay down his life for his friend. Greater love hath no man than this. But yet, look what this verse says. "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die." It's hard to find somebody that'll do that. "Yet, peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet His friends," no, while we were what? Sinners. Matter of fact, in another place, the Bible says, "Before we were saved, we were enemies." We were His enemies. "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for" who? "Us." See, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen. But what is the Bible, what did Jesus say in another place? He was the friend to sinners. Amen. He was a friend of sinners. And so you think about the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ showed us, He commended. That word has the idea of demonstrated something. Amen. He didn't just say it, but He showed it. Amen. He showed us His love. He demonstrated His great love for us while we were sinners, before we got saved, by going to the cross and dying there and shedding His blood for me and for you. Amen. Maybe when some of you was younger, you had a girl or a boy that you loved, and you felt like, boy, I would do anything to get them to reciprocate that love. Anybody ever have somebody like that you had a crush on, but they didn't care about you at all whatsoever? And you said, boy, I'd do anything to get them to do that. But you know what? You think about, they just wouldn't give you the time of day. And sometimes that person will come around, right? Some of y'all might be sitting beside the person that finally come around. But sometimes they come around, but sometimes what? They never do. It ain't meant to be, if you will. But you know what? I think about this oftentimes. There's many people out there in this world. For God so loved who? The world. He died for every single person in this whole world. And if every single person in this whole world would come to Him and admit they're a sinner and believe and trust in Him and ask Him to come into their heart and life, what would He do? He would save them all. And the whole world could be saved. But you know what? We know that ain't what happens. Most of them, matter of fact, we know the Bible says, take the broad road, and they don't accept Jesus as their Savior, and they turn Him away. Why do I point and give that example? Because I thought about how sad it is for you and for me when we love somebody and they turn us away or they do something to hurt us. But yet think about all the millions of people in this world, all across it, that the Lord Jesus Christ showed His love for, died for, out of love for Him, love for them, and they take and they say, no, I don't need that. They turn around and they walk away. They walk away and they reject His love. Think about how you felt when you had your love rejected that you was trying to give somebody, whether it was puppy love or real love. You had it rejected. I wonder and I think about the Lord Jesus Christ, but yet He did all this because of how much He loves us. But yet so many reject His love every day. I wonder if maybe there might be somebody in the building this morning that's never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, that maybe has taken time and time again and pushed His love to the side. Maybe today might be the day that you finally come to Him and you get saved. Amen. Will you accept His love this morning, His gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ? I think about the song, another song that we sing sometimes. I know it's in the Green Book. It may not be in this other one. But it says, He loves me, He loves me. He loves me, this I know. He gave Himself to die for me because He loved me so. Amen. I'm glad that He loves us this morning. I think about John 8 and verse number 36, another verse that I always think about around Veterans Day or these days with our country. In John 8, 36, it says, If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I think about a lot of people don't understand and get to enjoy the freedoms that we have here in this country today. But you know what? Even sadder than that is there's a lot of people that even live in this country that enjoy freedom, but they don't enjoy the freedom that you and I have as children of the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't get to enjoy that freedom. You say, why? Because they choose not to accept the Savior, the one that loved them so much that He gave His life. The one that has given the greatest love and the greatest sacrifice so that one might come to know Him as their Savior. I want to read to you this quote from this other gentleman in this book. And when I seen this name of him makes me wonder if he was kin to one of our presidents that we had in our history. His name is Charles H. Coolidge. I don't know if he was kin to Calvin Coolidge or not, but he was a Medal of Honor recipient as well in World War II. And this was a good quote as well. He says, My creed and formula for successful living is simple. It sustained me through World War II. Trust not in thine own self, but put your faith in Almighty God, and He will see you through. I had this brought to me in vivid fashion on Hill 623 in southern France during World War II. Although faced with possible annihilation by an enemy force of greater numbers, my small body of brave soldiers overcame these overwhelming odds. Hill 623 in southern France will remain steadfast in my memory. The action that occurred there resulted in my being awarded the Medal of Honor, which is our country's highest military decoration. But I must be quick to state that the act that took place on a hill at Calvary far exceeds any victory that man can conceive. It was there that the Lord laid down His life for all who would believe and accept His gift of grace. Through His resurrection, victory over Satan was wrought, and the plan of salvation became a living truth. For young people, I recommend that they set their priorities straight. Put God first in all things, and the remaining issues will fall in line. Simply conduct oneself in such a manner that if Christ should suddenly appear, personal behavior would prove no embarrassment to Him or to oneself. But be honest in all dealings with other people, and share the love of Christ with whomever you find oppressed or despondent. And finally, to thine own self be true, lest you prove false to your fellow men. This is something that has sustained me through the trials of battle and troublesome encounters of civilian life. I thank the Lord for those veterans who fought on those hills and in those valleys. And I'm thankful for the Lord who laid down His life on that hill of Calvary for me and you. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning for our soldiers and for our Savior. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You this morning for everything that You've done and for Your many blessings. Thank You for Your love today. Thank You for the great Savior that You are. Dear Lord, I pray today if there is one here that doesn't know You as Savior, that today might be the day that they come to know You and they see Your great love for them. Dear Lord, maybe there's one or two here today that are saved, that do know You as Savior, but maybe they're wandering far away from You, dear Lord. Maybe they feel like maybe You don't love them because of some things that's going on in their lives. Dear Lord, I pray today through the message and through these verses that You might wrap Your arms of love around them and You might help them to see, hey, I love You. Look at what I've done for You. Dear Lord, help us, dear Father, to always be thankful for those soldiers. Help us, dear Lord, even above that, as great as it is, to always be thankful for our Savior and what You've done for us and laying down Your life for us even while we were yet sinners. Bless now the invitation. Do Your will, I pray, in Jesus' name.